Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. I hope that this year so far has been going amazingly well. And I'm also curious, from a marketing perspective, as a business owner, do you know what's currently working to bring in clients in your business and what isn't? What is it that's really keeping your momentum going? You see, we're almost halfway through the year, and if you've been struggling with growth, it is absolutely not too late to turn things around. And today's episode is actually going to be around that. Actually, today's episode might ruffle a few of your feathers because I'm about to lay out some tough love. Ready for it? Strategy isn't going to fix your business. Now, as a marketer, I know that sounds insane coming from me. And don't get me wrong, I love a good strategy. Crafting strategies is my bread and butter. It's part of my passion when it comes to marketing. And yet, here's the kicker. While strategy is an essential piece of the puzzle, it's not a magical cure-all for our business woes. Think of it this way. A strategy is like a roadmap. It shows you the best route, the smart shortcuts, the scenic path. But if you never actually put the car in drive, you're not actually going anywhere. And if you don't pay attention to where you're going, you're never going to get to your destination. So if you have been stacking up strategies like old books on a shelf, this episode is your nudge to dust off just one and start taking some action on that strategy. Because today we are talking about why all the strategy in the world won't help you if you are not dusting up your sleeves and doing the work. As an entrepreneur, we are really curious creatures. I actually had someone ask me once when I found out I was this odd duck that enjoyed entrepreneurship. It wasn't actually something that I intended to do. Entrepreneurship kind of found me. And what I have found is that we are insatiably curious. We want to see what's on the next horizon. We're always on the hunt for that next big strategy, that elusive secret sauce that promises to transform our business landscape. It is so incredibly tempting. Every new strategy almost shimmers like an oasis on the horizon. There's so much potential of new beginnings, promising to be that key that unlocks the floodgates and skyrockets our business. All of these strategies look so promising, so right. Like they've just been waiting for us to discover them. And I've watched countless business owners, including some I've worked closely with, leap from one strategic guru to the next, each time hoping that this new advisor will help to provide the golden ticket they've been missing. And I'm not just talking about hiring people. I have seen so many people spend years collecting free information, going from one webinar or masterclass or training to another. It's almost like hunting treasure. You keep searching, convinced that that next map will lead to this buried chest of gold. These strategies become like collectibles, rare things, rare pieces of advice that you gather and display. But do you ever really truly play with them or use them? Here's the thing. It's not about collecting either. It's about that feel-good moment that comes with getting what seems like a surefire solution to all of those challenges. I know you felt them. I know you've been on that webinar and you're like, this is it. This is the thing that is going to change my business. There's a rush, a real adrenaline boost when you think you found the magic formula, the one that will propel your business forward to greater heights. It feeds into the optimistic, ever hopeful mindset that so many of us have naturally as entrepreneurs. And yet, there's danger here too. This constant search for new strategies can become a cycle, a pattern, one that's really hard to break. Because each new plan feels so right, so perfect, that it's easy to get caught up in the romance of planning. We go in this circle. We're drawn to the brilliance of the new idea, the new moth to a flame, if you will. We are so captivated and enchanted and sometimes a little too eager to jump to the next shiny thing without really using the last thing that we were so excited about. That's where things get sticky. It's called the strategy trap. It's this phenomena that occurs when we get so drawn into planning that it becomes so comfortable and reassuring that stepping into a realm of action actually feels scary and unwelcome. Maybe like a cold shower. It kind of feels like being bundled up in this warm, snuggly blanket of what ifs and hypotheticals, where everything feels safe and exciting and dreamlike, and nothing can go wrong. And yet, that's exactly what ends up going wrong. So the question becomes, why do we fall into this trap? The reasons are as complex as they are compelling and as different as every person out there. Some of them are things like fear of failure. It is a huge factor. For some people, that fear of failure can actually happen after they've taken action in one thing and failed, and so they fear doing it again. For others, it's a fear of putting ourselves out there, of failure in general, that our product, service, or solution isn't going to be good enough. So these plans that we make, these strategies, they are flawless. They are safe. They keep us from those stormy realities that is business. In these theoretical strategies, we get to be free from judgment, from trolls, from the risk of real-world failures. Our strategies can remain untested and unchallenged, which makes them perfect all of the time. And it feels safer to really stay in that, what could be, rather than stepping into what actually is, where the results can actually shatter that perfect image, that vision of what our business is or should be. Then there's that sneaky comfort in the planning process itself. Planning is really oftentimes introspective and controlled. There's no variables that you haven't thought of. There's no customers that reject your product, service, or solution. There's no campaign that has flopped spectacularly. It is really tidy and well-ordered, where that discomfort of unexpected challenges and the rough and tumble world that is marketing can't really touch you. The comfort in planning itself acts as a buffer between the unpredictabilities of business and marketing. And I also think one of the most ugly pieces that show up is perfectionism. It's that voice in your head that whispers, just a little bit longer, just a bit more tweaking, and it will be perfect. Perfectionism is really the arch nemesis of progress. There is a saying out there that says done is better than perfect, and it can't be more true. Always waiting for that perfect moment to launch your new service or that perfect set of circumstances that Well, here's the spoiler alert. It's never going to arrive. And yet, you convince yourself that just a little bit more planning, just a little bit more refining, and everything is going to align perfectly. And I hope you know that seeking perfection is like chasing that mirage in the desert, that oasis that just isn't there. It looks really promising from a distance, but it dissolves into nothing the closer you get. The strategy trap is really our brain. It is that psychological safety net that keeps us stuck. It promises success without risk, achievement without struggle, and rewards without trials. It just lies to us, honestly. Breaking free from this trap really does require a conscious effort to embrace your imperfections, to accept the risk of action, and to move confidently into the unpredictable world that is business, that really is the real world of executing your marketing strategy. It means stepping out of those hypotheticals and into practicals, where your true growth and learning is going to occur. I have said this repeatedly. Comfort zone is where growth goes to die. What should we do rather than strategy? We definitely want to have a strategy. Here's the straightforward and often overlooked truth. Most strategies developed are robust enough to serve their purpose well. These strategies, in their core, are designed to help guide us towards really achieving those business success and objectives that we're looking for. However, here's the thing. The real magic happens not during the crafting of the strategies, but in the execution of them. While it is so tempting to really linger in that strategy phase, tweaking and perfecting every detail, what these strategies really need to succeed is not endless refinement. They need real-world application. They need you to take action. It's about taking those plans off of paper and planting them firmly on the ground of reality. It's about action, plain, simple, and sometimes hard action. Think about this for a second. A strategy is like a blueprint for a house. You can spend months, even years, perfecting that drawing, really ensuring every line is precise, every angle is accounted for, and every bit of material is carefully selective. But all those plans mean little until you actually start building. That's the true test of any strategy. It isn't found in this theoretical idea, this dream. It's in the practical application of the strategy. It's how well it withstands the market change. It's how well it adapts to the unpredictability of business and marketing in general. And the shift from planning to doing is often where the greatest innovations occur. It's in that action that we get to learn more about our strategies. Those questions that I asked at the beginning, what's working? What's not? What needs adjustment? These learnings help us to refine that strategy further. It also instills this sense of confidence and momentum within your business. Whether you have a team or you're solo, when you know something you did worked, when you are putting in the actions and seeing the results, it gives you that sense of excitement, that boost, that energy that you often need to keep going. And it turns that passive strategy into active, engaged, problem-solving doers of their business. You get to learn to be adaptive and fluid and flexible and have agility within your business and within your marketing. While a well laid out plan is really the starting block for your strategy. That strategy really becomes effective through the actions you take. Because the strategy is just the foundation. It's just that skeletal structure. When you transform it from those blueprints into the house, you're able to see those real results and drive your business forward. And I know our brains are oftentimes stuck on that endless loop, that endless cycle of planning and stepping into that realm of doing can seem daunting. And it is so achievable with the right approach. The key is to really start small, to take steps, and to start now. So identify a single strategy. Yes, I mean one. Stop trying to go to every guru you see out there and trying multiple approaches at the same time. You're way overcomplicating things. One strategy that you believe has the potential to make a significant impact in your business should be your focus. It could be as simple as showing up on social media every day. Pick one platform and show up. Post every day. Or email your list. Pick something that is going to move the needle for you. Maybe it's finding a new networking group. Whatever that thing is, pick one thing and dial in the action it takes to make that work. Once you've picked your strategy, break it down into manageable parts. What is the first logical step? Maybe it's creating a content calendar if you're going out on social media. Maybe it's setting up some new software. Maybe it is drafting content. Find a starting point and focus on that. Then define what success looks like. It is a fact that if we don't have an end goal, we will never know if we've accomplished what it is we're looking at. So if you're doing a launch, set clear, achievable goals in a defined timeline so that you know whether what you're doing is actually working. Without those KPIs, it makes it very muddy and hard to understand if I should be doing more of A or B. And start today. There is no time like the present. Start implementing one action of your strategy today, not tomorrow, not next week. Even small actions can help break that stalling of planning, that inertia that we seem to find ourselves in, that treadmill that we run when it comes to planning out the best strategy. It could be something as small as writing down the strategy or as complex as mapping out a new funnel. It doesn't matter what the action is. The purpose is to take action right now. That is what's going to move the needle. Then make sure that you are keeping a close eye on the outcomes. Is the strategy working as is expected? What's the feedback you're receiving, both positive and negative? And be prepared to tweak and adjust along the way. Execution isn't about just doing. It's about learning and adapting. especially in marketing. Marketing is both an art and a science. And if we can look at it from a scientific perspective and really begin to understand that small changes can have a massive difference, it's going to really help us continue to grow. Once you've successfully implemented that first part of your strategy and started making necessary adjustments, it's time to then start scaling it. Apply what you've learned from the first part into the next part of your strategy, expanding your actions step by step, gradually growing your marketing. I think what ends up happening for a lot of business owners is they get overwhelmed because they try and do everything all at once. The reality is if we take one small action towards our goal every day, we will reach that goal. When you start shifting from planning to doing, it does become much less intimidating. It becomes more of a natural process. It's about building momentum one action at a time. And remember, if you're ever in doubt about whether your strategy is flawed or just under-executed, start with action. That's going to give you a real clear indicator of, is it a strategy problem? Or is it an action problem? The clarity that you get from the real world application of your marketing strategy will really help you to guide you along the way. I would love to hear from all of you. What has been your biggest block when it comes to putting your strategies into action? Have you ever found yourself stuck in that planning phase? Email me. Let me know, or message me on social media. Let me know your stories, your questions. Let's get that conversation going. Because while it is great to have a solid strategy, it's the action, the doing, that brings the results. And no strategy, no matter how perfect, is going to work unless you actually do the actions it takes to implement it. If you're struggling right now with knowing what to do first or next in your strategy, head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com and sign up for a free call. Yes, it is called a strategy call, and we will discuss your strategy. And I promise you will walk away with at least one actionable item to help move you along. It's not just about planning. It's about working the plan. So go out there and take action. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.